Rafael Sadiq is a former member of the group Tony Tony Tony. Since embarking on a solo career, he's become one of the leading proponents of the neo-soul movement. His 2008 album, The Way I See It, was an homage to Motown Records. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Sadiq's new release, Stone Rollin', broadens his canvas to take in other R&B styles as well.
I met this girl in radio, said her signal was low. She wasn't getting my sound. She kept the volume down. I told her, turn up the bass, bass. And then she kissed me in my face, face, face. I told her I had a girl.
3 years ago, Rafael Sadiq's The Way I See It was a neck-snapping collection of almost perfect 1960s Motown-style soul. For his new album, Sadiq is still intent on making a new generation mindful of the great music of decades past. But he's expanded his areas of exploration, making not merely clever references to Sly Stone's black rock and roll style, the epic ballads that emanated from Gamble and Huff's Philadelphia International Records in the 1970s, and the raw bark of Stax Records' Memphis Soul. And Sadiq admirably avoids nostalgia in favor of fresh grooves that allow him to pursue his own obsessions. These can range from a girl named Radio in the song that started this review, to, on this song, cooking up a Southern Soul country music hybrid on Daydreams. It's a speedy tempo number with another reviver of the past, Robert Randolph, on steel guitar.
Have you ever wanted to buy someone you love something but you couldn't afford it? But you just bought it anyway? You know how that go. Yes, I'm living on Daydreams. Don't buy me something I can't afford. Guess I'm living on daydreams. Don't buy me something I can't afford. When the price ain't right and everything ain't looking right, but you still want it all. This line is long, but still I ponder. This is check won't last till October. But nothing's more special than bringing my gift to you. I'm living on daydreams.
What about that album title, Stone Rollin', with its inversion of Rolling Stones as a phrase that evokes both a Mick Jagger band and a Bob Dylan song? Sadiq has said Stone Rollin' is a phrase he coined for his own concept of taking chances, of rolling the dice to see what happens. He wants to sound casual, but for an artist as meticulous as Sadiq, chance is kept to a minimum. I get what he means, however, especially when he turns that title song into a hymn to booty shaking, delivered with a precision that's all the more impressive for seeming so tossed off.
Listen, that lady's shaking, backbone breaking, come on.
This girl of mine.
Everything she's got is moving. Ha. Come on.
This girl of mine.
I was just a friend, but she took me.
With Sadiq, the whole package counts, which is to say, almost everything about him is loaded with signifiers. His heavy horn-rim glasses suggest less nerdiness than an intellect forever in search of a new music history theory. His impeccable suits and ties and turtlenecks nod to the polish of Motown's famous finishing school for stars and a polite respect for his concert audiences. And when this longtime bass player brandishes an electric guitar and fronts a live group that has little use for sampling, it's not so much about returning to the idea of the black rock band that was largely abandoned after George Clinton's Funkadelic stopped making epic albums. No, it's more about how to make rock band instrumentation do the emotional work that hip-hop does now. Thus, Heart Attack.
You're giving me a heart attack. Don't want you back. I just can't stand it no more. You're giving me a
With its Sly Stone dance to the music rave up pace, Heart Attack is relentless. It's the kind of music that could revive go-go boots. To return to what I was saying about the whole package, the CD cover of Stone Roland depicts a racially diverse group of young people dressed in 60s-style clothes, arrayed around a guitar-playing Sadiq. The audience recalls the one that used to fill the TV studio for Dick Clark's American Bandstand. It's another measure of Sadiq's mass audience outreach. He wants to appeal to young and old, black and white, rock and hip-hop. The one market segment he probably won't attract is the hip cutting edge. But Rafael Sadiq has made it abundantly clear that he believes trying to be hip is a loser's game. For him, attempting to reach the broadest audience possible, employing a series of musical references his audience may find either square or simply foreign, is as daring as anything an artist can attempt right now.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly.
Mama, you told me you are coming over Sunday to feed me my favorite meal.
You can join us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air. And you can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org.